This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. As the Taliban secure their hold on Kabul, Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani has left the country, saying in a Facebook post that he did it to avoid bloodshed for the Afghan people. The news channel Al Jazeera and local media in Afghanistan are reporting that Ghani, his wife, his chief of staff, and national security advisor have flown to Tashkent in neighboring Uzbekistan. Meanwhile, one of the Taliban's most senior officials, Abdul Ghani Baradar, made a video statement Sunday. He said the Taliban takeover of the government was an unrivaled accomplishment, but he added that the real test for the Taliban is whether it can now govern effectively by meeting the expectations of the people and resolving their problems. A Taliban spokesman told AP on Sunday that militants are holding talks aimed at forming what he called an open, inclusive Islamic government. Al Jazeera broadcast images of Taliban fighters in the Afghan presidential palace declaring victory over the Afghan government. It also reported long lines at cash machines and apparently displaced people camped out in parks and other open spaces in the city of Kabul as Taliban fighters spread out through the streets. Sources told VOA that a Taliban delegation met with Afghan politicians and elders early Sunday in talks that resulted in Ghani stepping down. A Pentagon official said Sunday that U.S. President Joe Biden has authorized another 1,000 troops to Kabul to help with evacuation of U.S. personnel. This brings the total number of U.S. troops expected in the city to 6,000. While many nations are evacuating their embassy personnel, a NATO official said that NATO will maintain its diplomatic presence in Kabul and will help keep the airport running. Hundreds of foreigners and Afghans are crowded into the airport, desperately waiting for flights out. VOA News. Reuters is reporting that Albania and Kosovo have accepted a U.S. request to temporarily take in Afghan refugees who were seeking visas to enter the United States. Reuters said that news came in statements from the Albanian and Kosovar governments. In Haiti, the death toll from Saturday's magnitude 7.2 earthquake more than doubled on Sunday as rescuers raced to find survivors amid the rubble. Meanwhile, the country's bracing for an approaching tropical storm. Saturday's earthquake left at least 724 people dead and 2,800 injured, with thousands more people displaced from their homes. Survivors in some areas are sheltering in streets or soccer fields with whatever belongings they could salvage from the wreckage. Hospitals are overloaded with people injured in the quake. Tropical Storm Grace, which is predicted to reach Haiti late Monday or early Tuesday, brings the potential for torrential rain, flooding, and landslides to the area. The U.S. National Hurricane Center forecasts 10 to 20 centimeters of rain in Haiti and its neighbor, the Dominican Republic. Prime Minister Ariel Henry has declared a one-month state of emergency for the whole country and said he was rushing aid to the affected areas. Libyan authorities have shut water supplies to swaths of the country after gunmen demanding the release of a jailed Gaddafi-era official threatened to sabotage the water network. The water authority says supplies to western and southwestern Libya were interrupted overnight, Saturday to Sunday. It took the decision to cut the supply after gunmen on Thursday stormed several water distribution centers, demanding the release of the jailed official, who was a brother-in-law of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Nigerian authorities on Sunday imposed a curfew in parts of a central state a day after suspected Christian militia attacked a convoy of 90 Muslims, killing at least 23 people. Police claim Saturday's deadly attack also injured nearly two dozen people, and 20 suspects have been arrested, while 33 victims have been rescued. Northwest and central Nigeria has, for years, struggled with violence between mainly Muslim nomadic herders and Christian farmers over control of resources, water, and land. And a Hong Kong pro-democracy group that organized some of the biggest protests during months of political upheaval in 2019 is dissolving. This comes from the group on Sunday. Hong Kong Civil Human Rights Front, made up of a slew of member organizations, said it could no longer operate. Local media is reporting the decision comes as the group faces a police investigation for possible violation of a national security law. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.